This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 687. You didn't say that on IELTS, did you?
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get our exclusive IELTS speaking strategy for dealing with possible mistakes, improving grammar and pronunciation scores.
Hey, Jessica, are you excited to be back on the microphone here?
I am, man. We haven't done this in a couple weeks because you have been in the magical land of Cambodia.
I know. I took a little trip, kind of a random time to travel just in the new year. Yeah. But hey, it was great. It was hot. It was intense, but it was enlightening. We ate a lot of food, different kinds of food, and just, awesome. You know, just getting out there in the world. It was good. It was good.
So I remember because I lived there back in like 2003, 2004. Yeah. And one of my students, at the school that I worked at, teachers could sponsor students, right, who couldn't afford to study. So yep. The student that I was sponsoring, he would take me to his village. Ooh. Like once a month, I feel like he would take me to his village and I would like eat with his family and like sleep in a whatever, like a house on stilts and stuff. And one of the times he had me try this dish called prahok, and it was like rotten fish. Yeah. Now, I wasn't a fan, but you tried this, right?
I did. Yeah, because we did like an urban food tour in Phnom Penh.
Cool.
And yeah, we went to like some real local places, like just, you know, family run places on the side of the street. And that was one of the things we had. I actually liked it. Like,
that's
I thought it was
awesome.
Kind of sweet and kind of delicious. Yeah.
That's so funny. I don't know what. Usually I could eat anything. I remember eating durian there, like the stinkiest fruit ever. And I thought that was delicious.
Yes. Yeah, that's pretty good. It might be, I don't know, maybe just the place we went, because this is one of the best restaurants in Phnom Penh. Not the most expensive, just like the best local restaurant. So it could actually be the way it was prepared. It was just prepared better there.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you'll have to go back and try again at this particular place.
Yeah, right? You'll give me the details, the address later.
For sure. Yeah. No problem.
So guys, we get to announce the winner of our review contest today.
Yeah, and we had so many people enter the contest. Thank you to everyone, first of all, for entering the contest and for giving us reviews. I want to announce our winner, and then we're gonna say thank you to everyone who joined the contest. So cool. Our winner here is going to be Sam Schur from the USA. So this person didn't leave anything else in terms of their name. So if you are Sam Schur, go ahead and get in contact with Jessica. Jessica at allearsenglish.com because you qualify for a free IELTS assessment, a score assessment.
Yes. So you are going to get to talk to me on Skype for 15 minutes, and I'm going to sort of give you a level check there, Sam. So get in touch with me, Jessica@allearsenglish.com.
Awesome. And just before we finish up here, I just want to say thank you to these people who did join the contest and left a review. Masa Mohammed from the USA, Shub SG from India, Roxanne Prodigy from Russia, Dilia ER from the USA, Sam Schur, who was our winner, Barbara Simao from Brazil, and Denise Vilela from Brazil. You guys are awesome. Thank you. These are all 5-star reviews too. This is amazing.
Woo!
Yeah. So good.
Thank you so much, you guys. And listeners, even if there's not a review contest going, we appreciate and love so much when you guys leave us a review for this podcast. So
definitely.
If you want to take a couple minutes to do that, that would be great.
Definitely. And we also have something else very cool going on. I love how our listeners just have these really special opportunities.
Oh my gosh. This is so great. Okay, guys. So if you're not already, you should be a subscriber of our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. And Lindsay and I have a super exciting project planned for this channel. We want to feature some of you, if you can get to New York, I mean, Boston. If you can get to Boston and talk to Lindsay, we would love to video you doing an IELTS speaking mock test. So you would get to do a speaking mock test in person with Lindsay, and we would put that video on YouTube. And plus, I will watch the interview and send you feedback on your speaking exam.
Yeah, this is amazing. This is an opportunity that people don't get, right? No one gets an opportunity like this except for the IELTS Energy listeners. So guys, if you are in Boston, I know we have some listeners in Boston. We have some students in our course in Boston. It doesn't matter if you're just a listener or if you're in our course, anyone can qualify here, and we will choose one person or a few people. Actually, not just one person.
A few people.
It's more than one person. We do have space for a handful of people. So guys, go ahead and email me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. If you are available, if you can drive to Boston, maybe you're in New Hampshire or Massachusetts, another part of New England, it's worth it. It's worth getting in the car, coming and doing this mock speaking test. Okay. And it's free. So very cool.
Yeah. And guys, we were just talking about the benefits of travel. You guys need to get out there, right? Like Lindsay got out there to Cambodia. So maybe plan a road trip to Boston. Mm-hmm. So anywhere on the East Coast, email Lindsay. Make this happen.
Absolutely. And again, it will be used on our YouTube channel. So that is kind of why we're doing this, guys, to provide this content for students on our YouTube channel. But you get the special treatment if you are the one who volunteers to do this. So guys, again, email lindsay@allearsenglish.com and let's get you signed up. It's going to be happening in March or April. So we'll find a good time that works for both of us.
Perfect. Oh, this is so exciting. I'm so stoked about this idea.
Really good.
Okay, so we had, actually, some of you were awesome enough to leave us reviews as well on the All Ears English app with some IELTS questions. So we're going to look at one of those today from Adnan. Lindsay, why should our IELTS students be on the All Ears English app? Hello, awesome listeners. If you are in or around the Boston area, email Lindsay. You get to meet her in person and have your own IELTS speaking mock test. Very exciting. Please email Lindsay, lindsay@allearsenglish.com to set that up.
Oh my God, great question. Well, guys, a huge way to increase your score, well, a bunch of things, right? Vocabulary and fluency, just being able to go that extra mile. What sets you apart from other candidates, gets you that 7, is feeling natural with your English, right? And showing the examiner that you are at home with the language, and that's what this show, All Ears English, and the app will do for you.
Yes, exactly. So definitely, guys, get that app. Okay, cool. So we had, so a question from Adnan. Lindsay, would you like to read that question?
Absolutely. Here we go. So Adnan says, hi, Lindsay, Michelle, and Jessica. I'm a 3-key student. I started listening to your podcast in September of 2018 on the iOS app. I have a question for you. But before telling the question, I'm just going to share a story with you relevant to my question. I was a student at an English course back home in Kurdistan region in Iraq before moving to Canada. I still remember when I asked my teacher this question that I'm going to ask you here. He told me it's wrong. Back then, I heard from a video on YouTube said, I did take the course for 3 months. My question is, what does did do here? I love it.
I love that.
What does did do here? That's fantastic.
It's grammatically correct. Yeah, like it's grammatically his grammar's amazing.
It's correct. And it's just funny. It sounds interesting. Is it to emphasize or does it have another function? Please, if you could explain the purpose of using did in past actions, because I've heard it here too that native speakers use it. By the way, I rated the iOS app giving you 5 stars because you deserve it. Love you guys, Adnan. Oh, fantastic. Oh,
isn't that lovely? That made my heart all fuzzy. Thank you, Adnan.
That's wonderful.
That's awesome. Good question. So guys, just before we dig into this is connected to IELTS, because if you can show this native flexibility with grammar like this, and it does sound like a small thing, right?
Yeah.
Just using did take instead of took. That small change really does show that you have this native grasp of the language that other students don't. So this would be for IELTS speaking more than anything, right?
Yeah.
I would say speaking parts 1 and 2, guys, this sort of grammar is applicable.
Yeah. And this is also, we're going to talk a bit about how it changes the sentence, right? But this is also an opportunity to increase your pronunciation score because you have to pronounce it differently, right? You have to, because if you don't, it's actually going to sound like a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It would. No, that's a good point. So yeah, totally. Like if you are just completely flat and you're like, I did take the course for 3 months, then yeah, the examiner might think it's a mistake. But if you emphasize the did, so that's the function here, right? Yes, Adnan, that's all we use it for, is to emphasize that you did indeed do this thing in the past. Then instead of I took, you would say like, I did take the course for 3 months.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And this may be a response to someone saying, you didn't take that course for 3 months, did you?
Right.
Oh yeah, I did take that course for 3 months, right? Someone questioning whether it's true or not.
Totally. Yeah, that would be the most common time we do this is when somebody doubts us and they ask us a tag question, right? Like with did. Then this would be how you answer that tag question. Totally.
Right.
So, tag question. So tag that's question. What Lindsay just said, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't do that, did you? You didn't see that, did you?
Yep.
Right? So that did use the tag. Totally. But that's not going to happen on the IELTS exam, right?
Exactly.
Like, the examiner doesn't say that. So I would say in speaking part one, if the examiner is like, let's see, how long have you lived in your current apartment or whatever? And you could be like, I moved here last year. No, wait. Did I? I did move here last year. I kind of like that pausing to ask yourself a question.
That's awesome.
I like this strategy for really showing this fancy grammar. So one more time, guys, you could be like, I moved here 3 years ago. Wait, did I? Yes, I did move here 3 years ago.
That sounds so cool. And huge opportunity there for pronunciation, right? Pronunciation score, massive, right? You sound so fluent. And it really sounds like you have a real command of the language. So your fluency score there would definitely, I feel like you own it. Like you own what you're saying. You're not focusing on the words. You're not worried about the words. You're getting a message across.
Yes, I love this so much. We have stumbled upon an awesome speaking strategy, you guys. So like, I think this is the takeaway today. So we talk about a lot like being honest and talking through, narrating your thoughts to the examiner, dealing with miscommunication or maybe grammar errors, stuff like that. So I think like a student, like a sick student wouldn't be able to handle it like this, right?
No,
so that person would say, I moved here 3 years ago. No, I, nope, no, I, right? And sort of like stumble because they're like making a mistake or whatever. So instead of stumbling, if you feel like you said something wrong and you catch yourself, then this is the way to deal with it. Ask yourself a tag question and answer it. Wait, did I?
Wow.
Yes, I did.
we should compile. I mean, we have our Three Keys IELTS course where we bring you guys through the system in a step-by-step fashion, but we also have stumbled on these really cool speaking strategies over the years on the podcast. We should compile them at some point and put them all together into a power document here.
Oh my God. We have to. Whenever, that's going to be a next year thing. Whenever we have time, but that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, so if you want the step-by-step system, if you want to get there faster, right? Because life passes fast. You have goals, you have a vision, you probably have a test date, and you have a time you have to submit your scores. So to get there faster to year 7 or higher, join Three Keys IELTS. That's the way to do it.
Yes, exactly. Be like Vicente, who you heard on the podcast recently, who got that overall 8 and now his family can move to Canada.
Amazing.
So if you want to get to your dream in a system that supports you every step of the way, guys, Three Keys IELTS. And we even have a bonus just for podcast listeners.
We do. We do. So guys, what is that bonus, Jessica, specifically? Are we talking about how to energize the examiner so they can give you a higher score?
That's just it. The question. That is. No, yeah. It's called How to Wake Up the Examiner. And it's this really cool video lesson and guide that I made just for you guys when you get into Three Keys IELTS.
Excellent. So to get that with the basic plan, guys, go to allearsenglish.com /basic. And to get it with personal coach plan, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. And when you choose that personal coach plan, you do get to meet with Jessica twice on awesome. Skype. I use the language function there. twice on Skype to get coaching, right, guys? Because you need feedback, especially when it comes to writing.
Yes. Exactly. So guys, definitely follow through with this and commit to getting your score on your next test.
Awesome. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. It's always fun when we stumble upon something really cool.
I know. I know. Instead of just talking about grammar, we came up with a whole new strategy.
For sure.
That was awesome. All right, Lindsay. I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.